What up, mofos and mofets?
What up?
It's your boys, Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
2-1 Podcast. What's doobie. Going on, everybody?
Doobie.
Is it doobie?
A little doobie.
We on the doobies?
And I got one.
Doobie, doobie, doo.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? We back. Yeah. I'm back in this motherfucker. We went on. Your boy went on vacation.
Went on a little mini break.
It was a little break. I went on a little vacation, you know. Hit Vegas. Hit Vegas up for 5 days, I believe. Yeah, it was 5 days.
5 days?
We was out there for 5 days.
In a winter wonderland? Was it snowing?
No, it wasn't snowing.
Why would it snow?
The last day it rained, though.
That's fucking weird.
That shit, I was glad we was leaving. Because that shit is not fun. Like, the strip was, you want to see it empty? Go when it's raining. Don't nobody be out there.
Nobody wants to get wet in the heat, bro. It's insane.
It's not heat, though. It was cold.
Yeah, what if it was cold?
It was like 40s. 40s.
What?
50,
in like, the desert?
Yeah, it was chill though. Like, it wasn't super cold. It was like light jacket, just a hoodie.
Yeah,
just mobbing around in a hoodie and some sweats all straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, didn't need too much, but wasn't hot.
No, that's good.
None of the pools was open, so it wasn't like. I mean, it was.
I feel like you're not a swimmer.
It was the week of Christmas.
Not you can't swim. You just don't swim.
I don't swim.
Mm-hmm. I figured that.
I don't jump in the pool regularly. Now. Lazy rivers, I fucks with those.
Really?
Let your boy get on a little tube and just coast.
You're a lazy river-er?
Yeah.
I haven't been on one since I was a kid. It always seemed boring, though.
Nah, it's cool. I just like to just sit. I just post up and chill.
And tan?
No. No, we're not trying to tan. No, tanning's bad, fool. I look like Apu from The Simpsons when I tan. It don't work for me.
Oh, shit.
So... No, but yeah, cool. Nah, it wasn't. There was no sun, and like it wasn't hot or nothing. It got warm. Like there were moments where it was like, all right, it's getting hot out here, but it was like 50, 52.
It's not bad,
something like that. But
it's just getting hot and like.
But it was cool, man. It wasn't. They said it was that's the slowest week.
Which, that's good.
Which, you know, I don't like people, so I'm cool with being there on the slow times.
Yeah, so, was there was not lines for anything? You could get any ticket you wanted? Was anything playing?
There was stuff playing. I got to see the Jabberwockies finally.
Was that a dream
that
come true?
That shit was, I don't know, I mean, not a dream.
Did you tear up
true.
A little
no,
bit?
No.
You didn't tear up? I would have teared up. I'm not going to lie about that.
Nah, it wasn't.
I teared up just a little bit.
It was cool.
Did you see the main Jabberwockies? Was it them?
I don't know. They didn't take their masks off.
No,
I don't
solid
think
point.
It,
solid
I
point.
Doubt it was them.
No, it's some
I
niggas.
I highly
them.
Doubt it was
would
them.
You do that?
I highly doubt. I mean, there's more. Like, there's a bunch of them.
If I was the main
it's
one,
probably like
I wouldn't dance ever again in my life.
Yeah.
Smoking blunts with my pinky up. I did it.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not doing this shit anymore. What's wrong with you? Get CTE.
Yeah. CTE from dancing.
Spinning on my
spinning
head.
Spinning on the head. But nah, it was cool. It was dope. It was dope as fuck. Like, they came out and, like, it was a small little venue.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out and. They was like dancing around and shit, like on the side aisles and shit. It was pretty cool.
Did you feel the I guess the energy from them being so great at dancing?
No, I didn't.
I feel like you wouldn't, not next to you. I think that's.
I mean,
it's going to lose a little bit of its flair.
I don't
not
know
on
about
TV.
Feeling the energy. I don't.
You don't feel energy, bro?
Not at shows.
You didn't feel like you saw it like it was as good as on TV. That's what I mean.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like it's just because. Like the angles and shit, like
they're
that
there. Yeah, you know, like look over at the nigga and he's over just pop locking your face. That's how I imagine it being like, this is fucking weird now. Take your black ass on stage.
So at one point, like you could see him sneaking, like, because we was kind of sitting by the door, so you could see, like, when they opened the door.
Yeah.
Because it was dark in there, but the door opens, there's light because, like, the gift shop's right by the door. Where you come in, and so you would see the door open, and everybody kind of look over real quick, and you just see a couple of them sneaking in, and you're like, oh, they about to do something. Or then when they left, they would go out the door too and shit, and they come back around.
They can't
like,
get them niggas a better sneaky ability, my nigga?
Not in that venue.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was super, it's at the, they were at the MGM, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's some, yeah.
Yeah, they was at
there,
the
yeah.
MGM. It was pretty cool, though. Mm. It was pretty cool. We wanted to go see a Cirque show, but they be tripping, man.
If I was,
I can't kick out 169 for a ticket.
169 for people in tights spinning around and shit.
169,
man, you better go see the Jabberwockies. Watch the niggas get down. listen to some music you want to listen to. It's going to be
I get it's the Vegas, and you know you need the experience, but I'm still a cheap motherfucker.
Why would you experience? You can experience whatever you want to experience. I experienced Vegas comedians.
You know, we went to...
That was weird.
We was going to go to some... Try and find some cheap shows, but... I realized, like...
No, you don't do the cheap show shit. We did that.
Vegas now, mm-hmm. from Vegas when...
Oh, yeah.
When it was what? When I was, shit, 10 years ago, damn near?
Yeah.
From when we was going hard?
Yeah. Very, very different.
Very different experience.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but time flies like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that walking shit, that ain't it.
How much did you walk?
That shit is for the birds.
You took me out there and tried to kill me. What'd you do?
We was on it. Like, we still, even though I didn't want to be, like, your boy bought a monorail ticket.
Yeah.
I feel like one day, we was on the monorail. The next day, we had the bus tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck all that walking, nigga. That shit's far. And then I was fucking up because I fucked up a couple times where I was like, oh, we could just walk. It's not that far.
Mm-mm.
It don't look far.
Until you have to cross everything.
But that's just because everything's gigantic.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
It looks all close as fuck, but not. It's. And then, yeah, you got to cut across a bridge and then go over here.
Up a fucking escalator.
And then cut through this casino to get to this spot and then move over. And it was like.
Cartwheel, do some parkour through the motherfucking garage.
Yeah, it was wild, but it's fun. I mean, it was cool. But yeah, after a minute, that walking, I was
hitting. Tried to kill you. I don't like. But have you ever driven in Vegas?
No.
Ooh, bro.
I don't sound
not like that shit.
We drove into Vegas and shit like that. But
like driving from place to place? Fuck.
Nah.
In your own car, nigga?
Only when you're driving out. You know what I'm saying? Like, driving out is cool. Like, drive in and drive out. Like, going to the old strip or going to the mall or some shit that's outside of the strip. Like, but nah, I ain't never drive.
It's so many lanes. So
and then
much
they
going
start
on.
Charging for parking.
Yes.
Which is some bullshit.
And if you want to pay for the parking, that feels safe. You don't want to not pay for the parking.
Nah, I don't
want to. If you get in that free parking spot.
There's like Treasure Island.
Yeah.
They're free parking.
Yeah, I park there.
And then somewhere else is the I want to say Cirque. The fucking Link.
But I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good in that free parking, bro.
Link is free parking, but it's outside. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. That's where I smoked at, though. That's where I walked over to smoke. Like, we walk over by the big Ferris wheel, and you just cut through, and there's a big parking lot, so it looked like you was walking in the parking lot. Yeah. You just cut through and just smoke.
That's nice.
Just walk through the parking lot and smoke. And then,
it's always good to get those outside smoking when you're on vacation and shit. I don't mind not smoking in the hotel.
Vegas is crazy, man, because it's constantly changing and shit. Like, they're about to close the Mirage down.
Hell yeah.
And build it into a Hard Rock Casino. And I guess the casino is going to be shaped like a guitar.
Great.
I guess there's one in fucking Florida already.
It's going to be a stage where the pickups are, man. And then we're going to have strings, real strings.
And then, they opened that Resorts World. That should look pretty dope.
Resorts World?
It's huge.
It's like...
It's a resort. Like, it's wild. It's right off the strip. But yeah. Bought some cookies out there. I was on I think we smoked some Gary Payton.
You smoked Gary?
I think we smoked Gary Payton.
Oh, man.
I can't remember what the other one was. I think it might have been Honey Bun or some shit like
Honey
that.
Honey Buns. You got it? Did you get to keep your packages? Those are the best packages.
No, we bought pre-rolls.
Oh, man. What the fuck? The best, to the package is eighth.
I wasn't trying to.
You want to eighth it out?
Nah.
It's legal. You can smoke some weed. You're of age. You can buy beer.
I know.
Pay bills.
It's still weird.
Is it?
It's still
don't be a nigga. Just smoke the weed out in public.
It's still like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there were some people where you'd be walking and you'd be like, that nigga is just, all right. He just got the bee just sitting there. All right.
You're not smoking. If these dudes are out on the street hitting women because they're not fucking the right people, you can smoke a little weed, buddy. I'm not going to lie. I think
I know
that's going to be the least of the problems out there.
It was that, and it was just the awkwardness. Like, I don't...
You make it seem like you were shooting up heroin. It's not like you just trying to smoke.
Even with weed's legal, like, I never want to be that person that goes in smelling like weed or, like, reeking of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it makes a whole different situation.
Like, if I'm
nowadays.
Going, I don't want to be mobbing through the casinos and...
My cologne is can't buy for me.
Right, and they be like, ugh. Like, I don't want to be that dude. I never wanted to be that dude. So, we just hit the parking lot.
I think I aspired to be that dude at some point in my life.
Smoke it out real quick, you know? smoke come back up the little fucking
air out,
little street, and we'd be straight, you know.
Yeah, there's, I mean, time and place is how I feel about it.
And then, yeah, I wasn't, like I said, I was in Vegas, so your boy was on the slushies, man. That's my shit.
Those are the best things in the world.
Those slushies,
I couldn't get along when they only had the small cups when I went.
See, but I didn't. They had them, but I don't want to. That shit's the only bad thing is carrying them shits around.
That's the best thing about it.
Well, I bought mine at Taco Bell. That's how crazy it is out there. Taco Bell has a slushie machine that you get 151 in it, or I had a rosé one.
Oh, that's cool. You drink wine?
I did, and I didn't like it.
I figured in slushie form,
but it was berry. It was the only berry slush. All the other ones was like weird flavors, and I didn't want them.
Okay.
And then I did. And I was already a little tipsy, so I didn't realize that it was rosé.
Did you do the same thing you always do? Go to a liquor store, buy a bottle, and drink that, and then go?
No, I just, we was just on the slushes. And then, like, I had, like, a Red Bull one. That shit was bomb.
Yeah, the Red Bull. I remember the first one I had was a Jägermeister one.
And then we mixed them a couple times, and I had a couple drinks at the fucking casino.
What are you doing? Yeah, rum and cokes and shit?
Yeah.
Let me get a rum and coke.
It's easy, man.
Threw the lime on top. Keep it simple. Well, that's so cool they do still do that, though. Like, they give you free alcohol to fuck your money up. I appreciate that.
It's crazy. The only time I got them, when I was up. I swear the motherfuckers be watching, because when I was winning, then the chick pop up. And I was like, oh, you trying to loosen your boy up, huh? I'm out here getting it. But then, like, any other time, they just be.
That's insane. When you imagine just that's your job, is to look and see at if somebody's up and then make sure you offer them drinks.
They just walk around.
But what a hustle. And then get tipped to do it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
you tipping these people to fuck your life up.
They tips is everything, fool. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Yeah.
They just be looking at you for a tip. And I was like, it got to a point where I had to realize, like, hold up, fool. Why are you tipping at fucking In-N-Out? Don't tip that.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's what are you crazy. Doing? Like, so did you tip it In-N-Out? Yeah. Do they have a jar or something?
Like, no, it's on the receipt. Like, all the receipts had a little tip thing, so you just...
You tipping out like...
You just be informed, like, you're so used to it that it just come out, and you'd be like, wait, did I just...
Tip out a teenager for no reason? They make five burgers. All of them are the same.
Nah, they don't make five burgers. Well, yeah,
they're all the same. Just one patty, two patty, three patty, four different patty. Wild style.
I had some United Crown Burger. I did the Crown Burger up.
Did we have that here, right?
No.
I feel like that is damn near on Broadway.
No.
What does that say?
No, not Crown Burger. Yeah. White Castle, nigga.
That shit is nasty as hell.
I'm fucking up. You don't like White Castle?
Man, I watched the TV show, the movie, you know, thought it was a good thing. I had it in the frozen patty form. I was like, that's pretty straight. I went to Vegas, man. I was like, damn, I don't know if I need this.
You can't fuck with those?
Nah, no. I think it's the Vegas. I think it's the Vegas skunk tasting, the skanking. And Vegas makes the patty taste weird, you know.
The nastiness in the air. The
nastiness of Vegas. But that's just... That's why, I mean, White Castle's, that's a gross ass patty though. I've tried it every time I've gone. Every time I've gone, I've tried it, bro. And every time I've gone,
I like the bun. I fucks with, like, because it's
little
like
baby buns and shit.
Soft little roll joint, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man,
you just damn near mush that motherfucker and just house it. Just it's pretty all right.
I don't like the fries. See? I don't like the drink containers.
The drink shit in Vegas pissed me off, man. They got to make the soft drinks. Y'all gotta keep niggas fucking hydrated, man. Y'all be out here fucking niggas over, like.
The whole town is fuck you over.
$6 for some fucking water, nigga. Yeah, like,
you want life-saving water? It's gonna cost you life-saving money.
Nah, nigga, the trick is just hit the CVS.
Yeah, that's the trick. You should show me that shit.
Just hit the CVS and just load the fridge with water. And then just, when we going out, just grab some bottles and a backpack. Little backpack is where it's at too.
Yeah, we had like backpacks strapped to us. We were scared of shit. We went fucking around. We had them motherfuckers strapped. You had to get into it. You had to get into it hard. It's tough.
Keep the backpack. That's nice.
You got to snatch that motherfucker off us.
You know, I didn't even think about it. Get one of those over
the chesty fanny packs.
Yeah.
the man purse. That's what that is.
The merces.
The mercer purse.
I'm not fucking with that.
No, I'm just gonna put it on my back.
I can't. Yeah, I'll just keep a backpack. It's straight.
Yeah. If you can get in this backpack, you can get in this backpack.
Nah, it's cool. We're not, it's funny, man, because them showgirls, they only work in twos.
Yeah.
They only work in twos out there.
That makes sense, though, right? You want to keep those people safe? They're not wearing pants.
Accountability buddies, but still, like.
And it's probably rampant drug
use. It'd be funny because we was, what was we doing? We standing somewhere and they was walking by and they was like, oh, who's, it was two, they was two cops. Mm. It was two chicks and they were supposed to be like cops.
Oh. And they weren't even dressed with the little feathery hats on?
No, these wasn't showgirls. These was just cops. You know how they'd be all kinds of like,
yeah,
Mickey Mouse and shit. Mickey Mouse was out there.
These were two like half naked cops?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They was like slutty cops walking around and they was like, who's been naughty? And I was like, mm-mm. And they walked up to my girl. Smacked her with that paddle. She was like, y'all want a picture? No, like,
yeah, why'd you hit me first?
Why do I want a picture with just some random chick in a,
yeah, how am I supposed to explain this to my girl?
Motherfucker, you bought this at Party City. What the fuck?
Like, how do you explain that? Yeah, we about to take a picture. My girl and these two ladies. Like, what do you explain?
I don't know. I mean, some people get it, but I don't. I ain't fucking with it.
So the slutty cops smacked your girl in the ass with a goddamn paddle. They don't even know these people. They do this all day. That's some confidence in life. No pants on. Mm-hmm. Smack your girl with a paddle. Every time I don't have pants on in my room, I feel like, oh, and if it goes down, I gotta put some pants on first.
Oh shit. End of the world come, I need to be clothed.
You will, yeah. But, you will. I will have pants on. I won't be running at the house.
Nah, they be running around that motherfucker bucket naked.
That is terrifying to me.
Just hopping. I was like, it's chilly. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, and you got to make a buck somehow. First hit you, then ask you if you want to spend some money.
Yeah. Look at this. We almost bought the $40 margarita at the candy shop.
What's a $40 margarita?
Big ass margarita, or not a margarita. I don't know what the fuck the drink is.
Man, the Mexicans down the street do that shit right there. It's like $12.
What's the big drinks? What's the glass? The little.
The fishbowl glasses?
Yeah, the weird glass.
They're, yeah. Like I said, the Mexicans down the street do that shit for like $18. But, yeah. They put a can in that motherfucker and everything.
We didn't do it.
Why didn't you do it, bro? You scared, nigga?
Nah.
Scared of the margarita haze?
No, the problem. What was the problem? I don't remember. I don't remember why. I think we was just like, fuck that. We can go spend that money on something else.
Good point.
I think we hit the machines instead.
I feel like you could have got the margarita bowls.
Yeah, though. We didn't. I didn't buy much. I didn't do too much buying of shit.
You like it? You gained XP.
It was weird, man. Like, they have like things that so the new trend out there, mm-hmm, is the little fish thing for your feet. Where you put your feet in the water and, mm-hmm, the little fish just.
What are you talking about?
That's some shit, man.
You talking about like digital fish or something?
No, what the fuck real are you little about? Fish, nigga. They
do
got,
what?
You sit on this chair, mm-hmm, and there's these fucking plexiglass boxes, bins,
yeah,
that you put your feet in, and there's these little fish in it.
You have like water shoes on or something?
No.
Feet.
Bare feet, nigga, and the fish like nip at your feet or whatever, mm, and it's supposed to be, mm, like.
No. Did you do it?
No, fuck no.
Why didn't you want the fish eating?
No, I had too many questions. Okay. And it didn't make sense.
So are we making like little, what if these fish get big? What if they turn into Hulk? And then they're going to be, they have a taste for that, human feet.
You'd be gone by then.
It's like, I ain't going to be having, nope.
It's like a 20 minute session.
What?
But people put their feet in.
Piranhas?
No. What fish? Just little minnows. Like they're like little baby, went tiny
who
fish.
Who figured this shit out?
I don't fucking know.
So you're saying somebody out
but
there in
every,
Vegas.
But every, like, there's like, multiple casinos.
Are you sure you went to Vegas?
Casinos,
I have to ask.
On the strip, there's multiple spots.
You sound like you went to Thailand now. This don't even make no sense. You're talking about like niggas letting fish eat their feet.
Yes. There's multiple spots in Vegas.
Like where they put like a VR place where you get in.
Yes, they got those too. They got a bunch of those.
See, I did that. I did the VR thing. But I didn't see nobody. This is what's happening these days.
I'm telling you.
For Christmas, niggas is getting their feet ate.
It's not a seasonal thing. Like them is stores. They are stores. Next to like the massage thing, it'd be like aqua, and it's aqua something.
You know, that's a hell of a hustle. You ain't gotta feed the fish. And you be getting paid feeding the fish. I think, I don't know what dead skin does for fish, but I don't feel like it's conducive for
the
evolution of this fish.
It's this shit that they do and they charging cats.
To
like, fish pedicures, man.
Is that the word?
It's fish That's pedicure. That's the phrase. And so, yeah, they was trying to sell it on me, but I couldn't do it.
No.
Because.
Uh-uh. Looking at it now. Good. Thank
in,
you, though. Uh-uh.
In my head,
oh my God.
I had too many questions.
You're going to lose a toe. Oh my god.
I wanted to know, like, is the water warm? And they was like, well, it's usually room temperature. Nah, I need to know. Like, I can't. I'm not putting my feet in no tap water, no cold ass basic water. Like, okay, nah.
So you were like engaging this.
And then, well, my girl was, she wanted to. And I was like, I don't know. And then my next thing was, is like, yo, that water ain't filtered. Like,
what?
Everybody putting their feet in the same fucking water, and they said it's filtered, but I didn't see no filter.
Wait.
And I didn't get close to it.
Are you worried about the feet, the same feet in the water, and the same fish eating the feet? What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Well, how
they,
like, go,
they can't filter the fish? Why would they filter the water?
Not filter the, but because that's nasty.
It's already nasty. You guys are letting the same fish eat your feet?
Well, I didn't let it.
It's already bad there. I mean, the people that have done this obviously need some. Something to happen. I don't know.
But yeah, that's the new hot shit. Well, it's not the hot shit, but it's because there wasn't. Every time I went, there wasn't. Like, I seen one dude, and he didn't look very happy. But there was some other dude that was like, no, you should try it. It's pretty awesome. And I was like, why you ain't in? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I did it the other day. Nah, it's cool. I'm good. But yeah, that's the new thing they got out there is the fish nibbling on your feet joints.
That seems.
I'm so good. That seems...
You engaged. I wouldn't even... I'd have been like, that's one of those... No. Thank you. You engaged that shit because you had questions, nigga.
Yeah.
I hope you got every fucking answer.
I just needed to know. I wasn't going, man. I can't do it.
Well, because you like, they filter the water. How they going to... They got to kill the fish every time. So if it's me, I need new fucking fish. You need to kill all these.
You need some fresh fish.
I need the fresh ones. They ain't 8 feet yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man, the digestion pattern in this fish.
That shit don't make no sense to me. But yeah, I didn't do that.
I couldn't imagine.
Won some, lost some.
Yeah,
some more.
Vegas does.
Won some, you know, lost some more. Spent more money. Most of the money we spent was on food and shit.
Yeah,
that's it.
And that shit's like, expensive out there.
Because, yeah, the food, but you got to find the gyms, man. The cab driver hooked us up with the barbecue spot.
Oh, okay.
The cheap. Like I said, like, it was like a brisket meal full. It came with brisket, some sides.
Came with the brisket, the sides, macaroni and cheese, jalapeno, yeah, cornbread.
He hooked it up with some ribs. Like, I got the combo plate. It was like $15.
That's not bad. That's what you want to do.
And it was like... It was the Schaefer pan, like, size full. Like, they hooked it up. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, like a pound.
But that was
food
off the old strip, you know. So that was a little sneak on the old strip. And then, but yeah, we don't, you know, I'm not a foodie, so.
Mm-hmm. Give you some wings.
I can't pay. I wanted to. We talk about it.
Like, you didn't want to go to a fancy restaurant?
We kept saying it, like, no, we just going to, you know, we going to get us a Bobby Flay burger. But Bobby Flay burger is $19.
What?
In and out is $6.50. I can get a double.
But it's not gonna be a Bobby Flay burger. You do realize that, right?
I get it, but
that's the reason it's $19.
But there's a difference because the problem is
you sit down and get served.
I'm not gonna sit there. I'm not gonna eat his garlic aioli or his creme fraiche or whatever that bullshit they be putting all that other shit. Nah, nigga, I just want ketchup and pickles on my burger.
No, you got to eat the creme fraiche.
That's what I'm saying. And so I'm going to pay $20
or you can for just, some meat. Or nah, you can just eat the garlic aioli, which is not problem. Bad.
I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in. So.
It's not even probably going to be on the burger with the garlic aioli. It's probably going to be on the side. You dip your fries in it because they're Parmesan truffle fries.
You know what? I don't even know what I'm talking about. That shit probably don't even match on a burger. But I'm just saying. I'm not paying $20 for that when I can go to In-N-Out or I can go.
You talking about they make the same? I can go to White Castle. Oh my god!
And these motherfuckers is like $2.50 for a little slider. Let me get four of those because I'm already paying $20 for a drink.
Bro, he has like regular people burgers: American cheese, lettuce, tomato, and red onion. It's not you tripping.
See,
like,
I don't need all that.
Then take the lettuce.
How much is that one?
$8.95.
Where are you at?
I don't think it's the same place.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a goddamn lie.
Yeah, it's in L.A. But don't worry about that, man. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You trying to... I thought you were going into this whole spiel about food. I thought you were going to say, oh, we're going to do some gourmet shit, like try to wine pair with a nice little salad for it. Like, no, you went a Bobby Flay burger. I was like, nigga,
no,
it's just going to be a regular burger.
None of that, but I don't eat all that fancy shit. So, I'm not... If I ain't experiment, I gotta start experimenting on the cheap side first.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Because I can risk a seven.
Because Bobby Flay's burgers is like a, you'd eat this burger because it's just a meat, cheese, potato chips, and bun. Ain't no ketchup on it. It just on a brioche bun. That's all it looked like. That's if you'd have went to Bobby Flay's, you could have got that burger. We got burgers for regular niggas. It's permanently closed right now. It ain't looking
see,
good.
See, that ain't even the same one then.
You were trying to, the one that I saw
was going a restaurant.
They're going to the gourmet place where they serve you with the towel and shit. I see what you're trying to do, bro.
I wasn't trying to, though.
Yeah, you should have done that.
We thought about it, but.
It's cool.
I can't.
But you ain't got to eat no burger, bro. There's other things. They got chicken strips. They got some bougie-ass chicken strips.
That's what I'm saying, though.
They got bougie shit like that. You'd be like,
I
damn.
I can't justify being bougie with chicken strips.
What are you talking about? You're not going to eat anything else.
I can't justify that.
But it's going to be bougie. You're going to like the chicken strips, bro. I'm
going to like them from fucking.
No, but you're going to like these differently, though.
Nope. Somebody got to pay for that shit for me to eat that shit. I can't pay for it.
Really?
Nah, I can't do it, man. Like.
Really?
I can't. And it's weird because I got a fucking fucked up theory where, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. I'll go spend $30 on fucking Pop Dolls. Came home with some Pop Dolls.
How'd you go to another place?
Because I found this dope-ass toy store.
Oh, my God.
Over by the... we went to the fucking...
What the fuck?
The Golden Pond spot where they'll be on TV.
Oh, my God. Chumley
and them.
Yeah.
We hit that up.
You did that?
We hit that store
That's
up.
Pretty cool.
The store's pretty dope.
I bet it is,
you
right?
You get to walk in. You just come cruise through. Like, they got all kinds of shit in there. Like...
The TV store.
Yeah.
That's goofy. Okay. That makes sense.
And then it's a business to run. She got like a little restaurant across the street, like right next to it and shit. But now there's a toy store like right down the street, nigga. That shit is huge and it was full of fucking Pop Dolls.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your boy got a problem with those.
I feel like you do. You should try more food.
You know.
Less Pop Dolls.
$30 for some pops. I can handle that. Like, justified. Keep that forever. That burger
experience
gonna be gone in about 12 hours max.
Yeah, you're gonna
out my system.
It's gonna be gone.
Not even gonna be remembered. Like,
so were you looking at the Mesa Grill or was it?
I don't know.
It the other one?
I don't.
I'm just saying, cause, God damn it.
No, fool. We not eat. We just not doing it. Like, I can't even do it in Denver. I can't go to like the fancy little. What's the burger place? What does out here? It's like Big Daddy Burger or something? Some joint? There's some burger joint out here that every...
Five guys, niggas be going
like, through. Even like Cherry Cricket and shit.
I'm looking at this menu. There's nothing you're going to eat on this menu.
Exactly.
You know, do you even eat steak?
Huh?
No, you're not going to spend $57.
I like chicken fried steak. That's it.
That is, what the fuck does that mean? I don't eat steak. You like your steak fried. Is that what you mean?
I like cubed steak fried. I don't...
It's fried.
Don't give me no big ass, like them big tomahawks and shit like that. Nah, I can't fuck with steak, man.
So, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was. So, yeah. So, fooding, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't real foodies and shit, mm-hmm. but, like, the stores and shit was cool. You know, they got the.
You got some good shopping in. Do you like tamales and shit there? What the fuck?
I like tamales.
You can probably get some tamales out there or something like that.
I can fuck with a tamale.
You're right. I'm just saying. But I mean, since you ain't eating nothing, you did go fucking shop till you drop on.
Outside, on the strip. I'm telling you, that's off the strip. Lick. That you got to find out right outside. And that should be right outside the strip. It's like the outlet. They got outlets on both sides of the strip.
What?
There's two different outlets. There's a north outlet and a south outlet.
But like all different stores.
Yeah. So we went to one of them, and that joint had a Nike store. It had a...
And it's like the swap meet for Vegas.
It's like the outlets like Castle Rock.
Oh. Out here.
It's like that, but it was indoors, and it was dope.
What else did you get anything else besides Pops, man?
I bought a hoodie. I bought my backpack busted. The straps ripped. So I had to,
somebody
had
trying to rob you. Didn't even know.
Had to buy a new backpack. You
damn,
know?
Bro. How'd you manage that shit? Is it just an old backpack?
Yeah, it was on...
The last leg.
Yeah, it was ready to go.
Rest in Pepperoni's backpack. He tried. He left it.
I left it there? That motherfucker sitting right in the room.
Nah, man. There you go.
We ate some, what's the cat? Cake Boss Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
We ate a slice of his cake.
What was that like?
That shit was straight. That shit was straight.
I hear him say fondant a lot. I can't fuck with that fondant.
Nah, it wasn't no fondant.
What kind did you get? Did you get yellow cake?
Nah, we got the rainbow joint. It was a slice full out the vending machine.
What?
They got cake vending machines all over.
That's how you do it. That nigga said, hey, I'm trying to get this money.
There's a whole bunch of pieces of cake, and you pick it, and then it just slides up, grab that motherfucker, kick it out.
That's wild.
Maybe like give it like 10 minutes to thaw out. Smash that shit. There's like a cupcake one too somewhere over there.
That's insane.
It's pretty dope, man. But yeah, Vegas is it's always fun, you know. It's always a good time.
You need to drive, man. I'm telling you, take your ass around driving. Get that little fear in your heart right there.
No, we don't need to.
Especially if you're driving like a Tesla or something. You feel like everybody's going to vandalize your shit because you're an asshole.
You was in a Tesla?
No, we drove the car, but...
Oh, I was like...
Like, on the way down and before, we were watching these people, like, these YouTube videos about Teslas just getting vandalized all the time because people think that people that drive Teslas are assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I can see that.
Yep.
They have a... Oh, apparently you can rent, like, the little cart?
Segways?
No, not the Segway.
A cart? What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so...
Like the people driving the cart?
The handicapped people, like the ones at the... It's almost like the ones at the store.
No, with the basket?
Kind of, but it's like those. Mm-hmm. But apparently you can ride them around the casino. And yeah, you can rent them, and you can just ride them up and down the strip, like, instead of walking and shit.
Did you get one?
No.
You should have got one, bro. I'm pretty sure the COVID would probably got you.
I felt
you.
Like that's some asshole shit.
Why? You don't want to walk?
Because I could understand if you're handicapped.
Oh, it's for handicapped people?
But it looks like you know what I'm saying? It's one of those scooters. It's like a small scooter. So it's one of the ones that you can...
Scoot?
Yeah, like a handicapped person or somebody that's got like a...
But it's like the Walmart thingies.
Yeah,
It's not, but no basket.
Yeah, and...
You probably shouldn't hop in one of those.
You're just not cruising around the strip, like, so I think you're handicapped.
Do they have scooters though down there?
Like, what kind of
scooters? Like them lift scooters where you can just hop on a scooter and hit...
I didn't see any, like...
Shit, I don't know how you would do it. Can you imagine going to the scooter, running up the stairs with the motherfucker, riding across the bridge, running down the stairs, motherfucker? Yeah, no, I'm good on the scooter. Unless you can let me ride in the road, which is fucking dangerous.
Yeah, no, you can't. Nope. But yeah, these joints, right here.
No, I think if you're not...
The little wheelchairs, man. Yeah, they're electric scooter, electric wheelchair scooters.
And anybody can rent one?
Yeah, you can just rent that joint just be cruising around so everybody think your ass handicapped. But you just lazy.
What if they don't want to think the worst? What if they're like, that's a lazy nigga? You know?
Well, I didn't know. Now that I know that, I can look at somebody and I'm going to judge them and be like, you lazy motherfucker. I ain't getting out the way now.
Oh, but you get out the way, though.
If it's
you don't want to get ran over.
Nah, man, they got to have some laws about that shit, but them cats they just be cruising around.
Oh, you should have got one, bro, and wrecked that shit.
It was crazy.
Damn.
But, yeah, I didn't even get to see all the casinos.
You know Jackass 4 is coming out, bro. They about to shut all that shit down soon, because niggas about to be back on that Jackass shit. It's about to revamp all the psychopaths that do Jackass. Jackass 4 is coming.
Oh, shit.
They about to shut that scooter shit down.
Well, that's just online trending now, right? That's just be going viral now. The same shit they was doing on Jackass.
Nobody but them crazy-ass niggas did the shit that's on Jackass. Shitting.
Yeah, now people just... But they just talk.
Yeah, everybody just talking. These niggas is pooping and stuff, doing all kinds of nasty shit.
That's stupid.
Yeah. No, we good. So, that's coming back.
You going to Vegas anytime soon?
Probably not. I don't think so.
That's not a destination spot for you?
No, I've been trying
to go. Where's your next vacation, if you could go anywhere?
Montana.
What?
Yeah, right.
Wait, what?
I want to see Big Sky. Montana or Philadelphia.
Why Philly?
I got a homie out there I ain't seen in a while, and I like the TV show too much to not go out there ever in my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so go out there. Find an Irish pub, drinking it, call it Patty's because it's not, and then leave.
Mm.
Hang out with the homie. So, but Montana, because I want to see the sky. I want to experience that.
What is that?
It's like it says Big Sky. They say Big Sky, but it's just an open field. I don't know. And I'm not trying to say I'm trying to get in touch with nature because I'm not getting out the fucking car. But I do want to see like the stars with no light pollution, be able to see the Milky Way and shit like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Goofy shit like that.
That's
mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
And like, I do want to, not even, we wanted to go see Yellowstone State Park. I wanted to go see that before it blows up.
That's not a bad one. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Okay. Yeah. I can dig those, man. Those are some dope little spots. Like, I would like to fucking see Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I don't know about that big sky shit and Montana shit you talking about.
It's just wide open. I don't know. I experienced some weird shit when I took our trip to Vegas. We took the 18-hour ride, tried to see the Four Corners.
Oh, okay.
And all that shit. And we saw Horseshoe Bend, and shit was just gigantic. And people were like, white people were just fucking hanging off the edge. Take a picture. It scared the shit out of me. But I set my little tripod up, got me a little shot, and got out of there. But that was cool. And seeing just like, even on the way back when we took the 11-hour trip back, it was cool seeing all the mountains and all the just the wide open spaces, and I just want to see more wide open spaces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to see
that. Oh, you like that? Okay.
Yeah,
the vastness. See, like, I like the mountains. Mm-hmm. I don't like necessarily driving, like Rocky Mountain National Park. I don't like driving that shit.
Yeah.
But I do like seeing the mountains, like driving to like Black Hawk and shit like that. Like, that shit's dope to me. Yeah. I like the scenery and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know about no motherfucking like the sky shit.
Like, I don't know. And I do stupid shit, too. I want to see ghost towns. Like, there's a ghost town up by Aspen called Ashcroft. I want to go see that. And then when we were driving back in the middle of the night, and, you know, I'm not the bravest nigga, but we decided to drive through a ghost town. And so we're just driving on this road, this dark-ass road off the highway. You can barely see the highway, and it disappears.
Nope. See, fuck that.
And like, it was dark. And you're like the whole time you're driving, you're just hoping the road never stops being the road. You know, like, you're hoping, like, this is the road and it's not going to be dirt. Like, if it's dirt, I'm turning around. The moment it's dirt, abandoned mission.
Yeah, like the homie Ferg, he live out in La Junta.
Yeah.
But like, that drive home at night, like, that shit is rough.
It's just too dark.
Like, when you leaving and there's just that farm and it's just that two road and it's just nothing, like,
you're like, fuck that.
I don't like that
part. And the GPS don't give a fuck. It'll take you straight through the fucking dirt.
Yeah, see, and,
I took a trip back from here to Arkansas, and the homie took me through this dirt road. And I'm telling you, it was daytime and it was scary as fuck. Every time I saw another car, I was like, we're dead, because who the fuck is driving on this road? It was like right on a line between like Oklahoma and New Mexico. And it was just right on that line. It was all dirt.
Nope.
See, I want to say we were driving
the other day. I didn't even like Utah.
Oh, God. That shit is terrifying in the middle of the night, especially coming down the hill into Colorado and shit like that. When you're coming down.
I couldn't handle Utah. Like,
no. I had to get some sleep, and my girl had to drive for a little bit. And I felt bad because that shit is scary as fuck.
I had the middle. When we drove, I had the middle section of the drive. Yep. I'm not a huge fan of driving in the mountains. Too many winds and shit like that.
Too many things can happen.
I'm that cat that be driving hella slow and niggas be mad at me. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. If they telling me I should take this wind at 35, I'm going to take it at 30, cuz.
Yeah, I'm not taking the whole thing at 30. I'm cool. That's crazy.
Yeah, y'all be out here hitting 50.
Yeah, trying to speed through this. Like, pass me if you want to.
Yeah. I'm probably high already, too. So
this ain't what we need to be doing. I want to say the scariest thing that's probably been done by me on that mountain is driving up Breckenridge in a snowstorm. Because I remember we drove back in a snowstorm. So what's the craziest thing on the mountain you've seen?
Like, oh, shit. We,
because you a lifer.
We were coming, shit, I ain't recently, you know what I'm saying? Like, I recently started fucking with the mountains. Mm. When I was younger,
you fuck with the mountains?
We never took mountain trips, family, there was no family mountain trips or nothing. But a couple years ago, we were coming from Copper Mountain. So it was, is that Silverthorne? I think it's Silverthorne. We was coming back from there, and it started snowing. And it was light snow. And we're like, oh, it's not that bad. It would be all right. Yeah, we hit a corner of the mountain. Like, you hit that corner and then came out. And it was just dumping to the point where, like, we ended up being stuck behind the plows. Mm-hmm. But we was still, like, sliding all the cars behind us. Like, we were all fishtailing and spinning and shit. And I was like, yo, this is wild. It was scary as fuck. Like, Nope. I was like, nah, you got to stay on that inside lane. We not fucking with that outside lane.
Hell no.
I'd rather you smack your car against this wall.
Yeah, than anything.
We not fucking with that cliff over on the side.
That cliff is big. The cliff is always treacherous, man.
That shit was rough, man. Like, it got to a point where, yeah, there was a couple times because we was in the, it's a little Chevy, a little small car, a little cruise. And so that shit just don't handle very strong in the wind, in the snow.
Anyway. And y'all were coming down?
Yeah. And so we was coming back from there. So it was all the winds and shit. And then, like I said, like the plows was at that angle and they was going. And then, like, you had cars next to us and they was just spinning out and shit. And
shit.
It was wild. Like, it was real rough. I don't fuck with that. If it's snowing in the mountains, I'm cool.
Yeah. I'm either staying or never going.
Yeah. We just gonna crash up here or what?
Yeah, like, until this shit, until it's all cool, because that shit is terrifying. It really is.
Yeah, I can't fuck with that, but I can, you know, like driving to La Junta and shit. That's straight away. That's
yeah, and it's not even like through the mountain shit. It's straight through the desert. That shit's not bad. That's straight through the desert. As long as you got some water, you straight.
Yeah,
keep the vultures off of you. You know what I'm saying? Keep them.
The only place I've ever drove is I've drove to Denver. I've drove to Vegas.
Yeah.
And drove to South Dakota.
What is that?
I don't want to talk about it. It wasn't bad. I got to see Mount Rushmore. Some rock.
Did they put Obama on there yet?
No.
I don't want
to
hear it.
And then, that's the only places I've ever really drove to.
Really?
Yeah.
Driven all over this country, I think.
I ain't drove, yeah. I ain't gone far.
I think a couple of weeks ago, we drove to Wyoming, and that's very close. It took like an hour and 45 minutes to get there to the hotel. That's
crazy, ain't it?
I was like, what the fuck is this? And we got there, and we ate at one place, and we stayed in the hotel, and then we left. It was a very weird place. Hello, how you doing? You just very dear in fucking Wyoming. It was really weird.
Yeah, I got to do some more road trip. I want to do a couple road trips.
I want to do a homie road trip. That'd be cool. But like the fun homies.
Oh shit, that's a whole nother doobie. We could talk about the homie list.
Yeah, cause that's, I mean, damn.
So yeah, well, that'll be the next doobie for y'all.
Yeah, the homie. Who we gonna take on a road trip?
But yeah, that's my Vegas recap, man. It was pretty cool.
It seems nice. You didn't have any weird things happen to you.
Nah. Like I said, they said it was a slow week, so I'll take it for what it was. Mm-hmm. It was fun though.
And you didn't do much walking, which fuck you, because
I did. I still did a lot. It's impossible.
Fucking made me walk for 12 hours.
Yeah,
straight.
We didn't do that.
No, don't make anybody.
I'll
do
never
that.
Do that again.
That was insane.
Yeah, that's an asshole move.
I was like 22. Like, holy shit. And I was still like, I wasn't in shape. Still, I can't stretch still to that day. You know, I can't stretch now.
That was a bad friend move.
Oh my God. That wasn't bad. You're just initiating somebody. So some people get beat up to get into a game, you know.
that was an asshole move by me, but it's fine. We'll take it.
Yeah.
So.
Doobie.
Two Blunt Podcast, man.
Yep. We out
of
here.
It's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
Mofos and Mofets, y'all keep it easy, keep it light, stay smoking, stay blunt.
Yep. All day long.